DJ was a little anxious. DJ, let's go.
He was the anxious.
Nigga, you had the music on before I even started talking.
DJ, let's go before he started clicking.
DJ, let's go. Yes, yeah, sir. Yeah. What it do, y'all? We back. Another episode.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Logical
yes, sir.
Nonsense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got your co-host, Filthy Philly. You gots to feel me.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Joey Botta, a.k.a. Slabo Sweeney, a.k.a. Trick Save, and holler at your boy.
Cheddar Bands, DJ Cheddar Bands, set on the beats. You already know what it is. Yeah, yeah.
He just adjusted my mic, got me sounding all low and whatnot,
man, my
bro.
My shit sound low. I'm trying to get my shit.
Why didn't you just turn everybody up?
That's what I was doing.
No, I was talking about Cheddar.
Yeah, that's what.
He come to turn everything down, but yeah. Hey, man, go sit down, man. You all in my space now.
Yeah, man, fade that music out.
Fade the music out and sit down. Is he like?
Yes, sir, man. Back.
Thank
for
you.
Week.
God damn, that long. Yeah.
Cheddar with the extended.
Yeah,
intro.
Man. The extended intro.
Cheddar with the alternative. You said. Intro. But what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling today?
Another day, man. Back at it, baby.
Chilling.
A lot of stuff going on in the world.
Oh, yeah. You want to, first and foremost, man, I would like to talk about my Migos. They are number one. It took them a while. A lot of hard work, a lot of hits, a lot of dedication. Culture album number one. Bad and Bougie number one. You mean a little, where the tambourine, man? Can I get a little tambourine for the Migos, man? Where the tambourine? There we go. A little tambourine
for the Migos. One time
for the Migos,
man. Culture
album. One time. Yes, 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 yes. Have y'all got a chance to listen to it?
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I should be on repeat, man. The whole joint hot, man. What you think the next single on there gonna be? I already got my pick.
It gotta be Kelly Price.
I think that All Ass gonna be the next joint.
All Ass would be a nice little video,
like,
too.
The bounce sound like a nice little radio joint.
My fucks would get right with you too. Like, I mean, it's bangers on there. It was good. It's good.
Definitely.
But it's a lot of man, music is getting dropped right now.
What? Everybody doing
music. I want to say one thing. Listen, I told Joe yesterday that old thing back, that Juelz, listen, he in the basement going in right now. Fucking with all this music that Juelz been dropping right now.
Yeah, nah. I don't know whoever managing him. They got to get that shit right. He got way too much Yandy.
Yandy's supposed to be managing him, man.
She over there faking marriages, man. She need to get that shit right with that nigga.
That's the TV management, man.
She on trips in Mexico.
That nigga moving around independent.
That shit wasn't Mexico, man. That was Palm Springs.
Yeah, that was Puerto Rico.
They just hired some extras in that motherfucker. They out there faking jacks. But nah, he definitely got some bangers. A lot of good music. Just all totally been getting dropped.
Mm-hmm. What? It don't go to you. Oh, dude, my bad.
Yeah, I'm just not. A lot of good music been getting dropped, though. All across the board, all type of avenues. You mean rap, hip-hop, R&B. All that shit, so it's been a good year so far, man.
Yeah, speaking of music too, man, Worldstar Q, man.
Yeah,
passing
rest in peace, man.
Worldstar Q, man.
He shifted the culture out here.
Yeah, like, you know, yes, he did. You cannot take that away from him, yes.
Niggas don't even fight the same no more.
Nope.
You can't go to a fight without hearing Worldstar.
Worldstar.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he also put, you know, a video on all different aspects of culture. Like I said, it's the dancing videos. Mm-hmm. It's the motherfuckers that's just, you know, talking shit, the behind the scenes, it's music
it's
videos.
A legend,
it was,
Yeah, legend in the culture. You can't knock what he did, man. People,
you know, over the years, Worldstar got a little messy. It turned into, you know, just
talk about it was a bad look, but man, listen.
No, that is the culture.
Be fighting out here.
That
people
is
recording
the culture.
That shit, so, you know what I'm saying? You can't knock him, man. Worldstar.
Alternative culture.
Yeah, especially they had the motherfucking Divine compilations, man. I love Worldstar for that. That's why I was disappointed when Vine went down. Divine compilations was all.
But see, that's why Worldstar had put out their little camera joint, so they made sure to we was getting footage too.
Yeah, and
they knew them days was coming.
And they just started a fucking show on MTV too.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Worldstar type joint. So that's crazy that he
put that in the play. I know. So. But hey man, that shit's gonna keep going. Worldstar is definitely, you know, shit, I still visit it probably once a day, see the ratchetness, new music videos and whatnot.
Yeah, man. So it's a staple in the culture. You know what I'm saying? And he etched himself into the culture. You know what I mean? So rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Mike Vick retiring, man. How you feel about that?
About time. Wasn't nobody gonna sign that nigga no more.
I know, man. Now, listen. For about the last 3 years, man, they just talking about the legs. Them legs, man. Legs ain't the same.
Yeah, and plus it wasn't like he wasn't going to be trying to go play for, like, the fucking Browns or something like that. He going to want to play for a contender. Mm-hmm. So it's not too many contenders where he going to be chilling. I thought he was good being a backup for motherfucking Big Ben and shit. I thought that was good, but I guess Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Big Ben get hurt enough, so it's like, yeah, you gonna get up in there and show.
Yeah,
you.
I thought he fit in good with them, so it was kind of shocking to see him let him go.
See him being the coach or something like that. I know. You think that scandal fucked him up? You think from that?
Maybe he could do something like at Virginia Tech.
That's what I was thinking.
It gotta be Virginia Tech or maybe the Falcons. Like, I know he could do something, like, regarding, like, high school ball in Virginia. He definitely could probably be a coach there, but.
Nah, I mean, I'm not saying that he couldn't, but, yeah, he definitely should try to. I would try to get in college because, you know, that's the land of the running quarterback. They still got them niggas out there that's just like
him. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he could go to, like, Virginia Tech, because they got, like, a new type of offense or something, like, maybe he could be a.
Man, the shit that he's been through, I know that's probably the knock on him, but that's the reason why I think he would be a good coach. The stuff that them kids go through, he done been through very, very, very similar type shit.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
He's
like,
made bad decisions that came
to be,
up from him.
It had to be Virginia Tech because it couldn't be too many other places because it's going to be a lot of protesting and shit. People still hating on him, you know what I'm saying?
And they got to keep Marcus away.
Nah, Marcus been away.
Marcus got to stay all the way the fuck away.
That nigga a dickhead, man.
He's a fucking fool.
Well, yeah, but it's Black History Month, man.
Yes, it is. Where the tambourine at, man? Damn, Cheddar, come on, bro. Yeah, for Black History Month.
Yeah, man, definitely, man. So, listen, you mean, love your people. It's all about appreciation, you know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
Learn a little more about yourself.
The niggerish activities to a minimum. Excuse me. Keep them to a minimum this month, please.
Belching up that snatch, nigga.
You know, it tasted good.
I don't know from that belch.
Yummy.
That was
a little watery. Yeah,
that joint.
It was the ocean.
That joint like it was mixed with Taco Bell or
went
something.
Went diving
dog.
In the ocean. Had some. Nigga, it was mixed with the motherfucking wings from Pub Web last night.
Oh yeah, them joints. I was fucked them joints.
Nigga, listen. They didn't even make it to the.
This nigga dicked them joints before he even got to the wood. Stone wings on the street.
By the time I got to your crib, them joints was a wrap.
Yeah, as soon as I got in the crib, I tore them things up, dog. Them joints were hitting for real.
Yeah, I know, but I was eating the celery and the carrots with all that shit, man. You know.
Yeah, that's how you know when the nigga hungry.
Yeah, I know. She pays for it in the morning.
Yeah, that joint, man. That joint was hit, man. But you seen LeBron and Barkley?
Let's talk about that. That's cool. LeBron and Barkley, how I feel about it?
Yeah, how you feel about it?
I mean, I'm glad that, you know, I say it many times, especially if you follow me on social
media.
LeBron is my
anyway.
Guy.
Yeah,
LeBron
so
is my guy. I'm letting
the
people know that might not know. Like, that's my guy. Like, you know, where he goes, I go. But I'm just glad he finally fucking, you know, stop being all political, bro. Like, you know, go at these niggas that always coming at you. Barkley is known.
He went low.
Now people would say
that
like, oh, he was
on that job.
People would say he was wrong for that, but I'm saying though, like, you know, sometimes you gotta go low on him, like, you mean, shut him up.
Yeah, he went.
He felt
offended. He right at him though, like on some. He wasn't holding back. Like,
and I like that, man.
He might have had that joint written for a while.
That might spark a win streak because they desperately need it. Sheesh, man. Them niggas is taking L's right now.
But part of me, I could feel what Barkley was saying, like,
oh yeah,
like you girling. But at the end of the day, I feel what LeBron saying, he can't be playing all them minutes as he age and shit, because that shit gonna wear down on him, and especially during the playoffs. So I can see both sides.
He
just was like
a
personal
shitload of minutes.
Yeah, he played the most minutes in the league now.
He does the most.
Yeah, so that wasn't even the plan going into the year. So
and Barkley, like, you know, he said, like, the things that he said about Barkley, like, Yeah, some of it was personal, but even the basketball related stuff, like too. Barkley, you jump from team to team chasing the chip too.
See, he did that with the fucking Sixers when he wanted to go to Phoenix.
Yep, you jump ship and didn't get no chip. So don't be mad because it worked with LeBronny.
When he went to Houston.
Yep. I'm talking about crybaby.
And
crybabied his way out of all them places too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Talk about somebody crying.
It'd just be funny though. It was just funny to hear that from Bron, because like know. You said, usually he politically correct.
He said you correct. Stuck on TV. Yeah, Bronny.
He's like, you want to leave, but you can't.
You want to be 6'9" right? And assist everybody on the court.
He went Umar. He went Dr. Umar on him real quick. You want to have his chips. You wish you was me.
You wish you had a receipt hairline right? Like this, nigga.
Bald head motherfucker.
Yo, speaking of that shit just made me think of fucking Young Dolph and Yo Gotti beef. Have you heard the diss track?
Yeah, I heard that, John. But you know, Young Dolph voice and his lack bars.
His
lack of substance in his bars. I just can't be tuned in. But he was throwing shots in that joint. So
yo, his bars are terrible. Young Dolph is a terrible rapper.
He like, oh,
facts
no.
Or his opinions.
He don't even rap. He don't even rhyme.
The street.
He don't even be rhyming.
And shot a dog. Like, nigga, what are you talking about?
But he
was at him though. I give him that.
He was right at Yo Gotti's motherfucking neck.
That nigga was beefing with a dyke. He made a whole album about a dyke.
Yeah. Who?
Big headed bitch.
Yo Gotti.
Yeah.
No, I ain't gonna hold you. That's one of the funniest shits ever when niggas talk about Yo Gotti head. I'ma laugh every time, dog.
Yo, because he came right in the middle of the track with that shit. Like
yo, like for real, that's some shit you be saying like to a John after she leave you and shit, or a John.
Little
you
know big headed bitch.
You know how niggas be petty on the street when the John don't holler at him. Fuck out here, you big headed bitch. That's what he sound. That shit was funny though. Like,
yeah,
he right at him.
It was definitely some hurt behind that.
I'm waiting to hear, what's the bull? The stutter bull.
Youngster, because listen, he said some shit about Youngster in that joint, too.
He about, I'm going to tell that nigga. All you doing to do is throw money.
It was a lot of North Memphis, you know, claiming like, you know, somebody else that's from Memphis got to come out and say because they both saying that, you know, each other fade. They both saying that each other ain't from the hoods, they claim. Like,
right, exactly. Somebody,
Juicy J, you gotta come get the tail, please. Somebody.
Juicy J ain't trying to get in that joint. He passed that life.
Right, he getting high. He chilling with Wiz and them.
That
niggas.
Was back when he was riding spinners. If he was still riding spinners, it'd be a different story.
I was watching an old video, 3-6 Mafia joint. I was looking at that nigga with that long ass jersey on. Them niggas on that video.
Right. Them niggas used to be in their bag.
I know them niggas claiming all this king shit, and it's like, damn, just like fuck 3-6, fuck Juicy J, the nigga that's still active
Juicy
than
J
a motherfucker.
Don't care.
I know he don't care,
that's
but
the
it's
thing
like,
about
damn,
him.
Y'all going to war over this king title, exactly. And like that man, he's still going strong, doing more numbers than both of y'all. Easy.
Facts.
Easy.
Facts. But hold on, the internet just went crazy this last week when Beyonce announced that she was pregnant.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? A lot of hood rats was poking holes in condoms, hoping to get pregnant and get
double birth.
Not realizing it's partly genetic, or you get help from a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Malik ain't got no twins in his family.
That was the biggest thing on the internet this week. I mean, a lot of different, you know, people was chiming in, people was happy. What I noticed, though, a lot of men, like, you know, y'all had a whole lot of commentary about some shit that women are worried about, and it disturbed me a little bit. It's kind of weird. You motherfuckers is weird. Y'all was worried about what women are worried about and, like, was angry, like, oh, man, but this the shit that killed me. Motherfucking niggas, they posted the joint with Kim K. Was like, Beyonce not a whore, but Kim K was when she did this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, who hurt you, my nigga? Like, really? Like, y'all niggas was acting like y'all on the Shade Room. Y'all motherfucking
that nigga sent that
baller
tweet.
Alert.
Nigga sent that
reporter.
Tweet from an air mattress sitting next to his Uncle Leon and his grandma Yvonne basement. Right there on 23rd Street. You know that was.
Yeah, I ain't get that, man. That's weird. Like,
yeah, because it'd be a different thing if you just making jokes.
Right.
But, like, it'd be, like, seriously trying to make comparisons I just like to make jokes like y'all all hype, wishing y'all going to be trying to get niggas trapped out here.
Yeah, that's funny.
Trying to get them the leg locks, these now. That y'all niggas ain't going to be able to pull out, man. They're going to be trying to lock them legs out because they're going to want to have a baby as soon as Beyonce have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna try to match up their dates.
Oh yeah, sex within this month is definitely like, nigga, you gotta. Yeah.
I think, yeah, I wish we could do a study on that.
How many
amount
babies?
Of babies that were produced during this month after Beyonce's announcement.
We might have to put our independent research team on it.
Yeah, facts.
But y'all niggas, listen, y'all gotta get about your feelings and stop, like, you know, I know it just, y'all just be wanting something to post. Like, just stop that. I didn't like that. Like I said, it disturbed me, man. It was a little weird.
Leave the feelings away, man. It's just tweets, people.
Just tweets and Facebook posts.
It ain't that
and
deep.
Instagram memes.
You ain't like Beyonce last album. Keep that to yourself, man. You ain't gotta take it out on her with pictures, man. Your baby mom left you. You know what I'm saying? And she was playing to the left.
She took everything but that air mattress.
You know what I'm saying? Right? And that's all he got, right in the middle of that efficiency.
One pair of J's.
Right? He hurt. And they the corny Jones, too.
You know it is.
They the team Jones.
You know they the team puppies, man. Yeah.
They the team Jones, too. Team Jones in some Foot Locker shorts. That's all she left him, so he mad.
Sitting there scorned in his white beater.
Right.
Fishing. Now it's fuck Beyonce because she having twins.
That's all right, bro.
Yeah, man. Y'all niggas going to be all right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, let the ladies be happy, man. They was happy. They was, you know, putting up their memes. Shit, man. We post about, listen, I looked at it like this. When the Super Bowl, when the, you know, NBA championship, when the shit coming with us, like, you know, we talk about that shit for 24 hours straight. Let them have something, man. Stop being so hard all the time, fellas.
True. But, you know, it's just, but sometimes you got to keep some Jones realistic, though.
Oh, no, I agree.
Because, you mean, you just, they always trying to live through Beyonce, but you not Beyonce.
Yeah, that is true.
You know what I mean? You Leslie from 45th Street. Like, you got to be real with yourself. So, you not that. Like, you ain't got Hov.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got Malik from down bottom.
Right.
You
know, now, Malik, he can't support two kids now. Like, you know, let alone, shit, one.
Yeah, you already mad at him because he not there every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, bitch?
Malik getting Social Security because he got shot.
Yeah.
And he getting food stamps.
And he moving Knicks aloud. But you mad at
trying.
Him. You mad at him every night. And you want another baby?
You can't force two kids on him right now just because Beyonce having one now. I do agree with that.
You yelling at him and Lil Man because they struggle with long division. But you want another one. Come on. So you can yell at all of them? That's your fault.
Because they try to go through that stress, man.
Facts, man. Unnecessary.
You know, everybody living in this alternative lifestyles and worlds right now, man.
Yeah, man. Donald Trump president, man. There's a world of alternative facts for the next 4 years, probably.
Oh, yes.
Knowing this country, fuck around, be eight.
Oh, you know, please, man. I was thinking that, too, man. Motherfucker might be around for eight.
Yeah, man, you just see, man. Speaking of the nigga with the Muslim ban or the dangerous country ban or whatever you want to call that shit.
Some real dangerous people out there.
Yeah,
some
like,
real
come
dangerous
on, dog.
Guys out there.
That shit is crazy. Like, that shit had a lot of people messed up. Like, you see a drone on the news where the lady, they family was coming over here. Like, they brought a crib and everything was furnished and shit. Yeah, and they people was coming over here. But he got turned away at the airport, and them niggas was Trump supporters.
Oh shit! See,
like, look at you.
That's what you
that's
get.
You get. I mean, it's fucked up,
get.
But you voted against your motherfucker interest, so you need to blame yourself. Try to tell you.
Yeah, but I will say, man, thanks to Donald Trump, man, we are all way more involved in the politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, political convos right now are just as common as sports convos.
Facts.
And I think it's good. You know, it's a shame it happened because of Trump, but, you know, it's going to have the younger generation of people up under us. Like, kids is going to be into this shit. Like, they're going to want to be politicians. They're going to, you know, they're going to remember these 4 to 8 years.
You need niggas in that joint.
Yeah.
Like us. I mean, niggas that look like you and shit.
Exactly.
And have your ideology, whatever, to be in those positions so they can help you out. Because if you're not, man, they don't even understand where you come from. Because you have a black judge might came from your surroundings and be like, you know what I mean, I'm going to cut you a break this time, you know what I'm saying? But you can't keep being a dickhead because then a nigga going to do what he got to do.
Yeah.
But at least he won't over-sentence you and shit, you know what I'm saying? You won't get 150-something years, shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the difference. And you got just people looking out for your interests. That's what it be about, politicians and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I really like the new level of wokeness. You know, I'm sorry that the devil brought it upon us, but you know, hey, you know, we got to take this shit and run with it. And I see that everybody's reading the fine print right now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
Not like New Edition.
not. Yo, BT pissed me the fuck off. Like, it was no reason that they had to stretch that shit over 3 days.
Yes, thank, it was. No, for ratings.
I mean, but no, but Joe, listen.
You know how they
it
do,
it was
dog.
2 hours.
You know how they do that,
on
Joe.
On the TV, right?
You know how they do.
How much of that movie was got played per night? Like, 50 minutes of it.
Dog, you know how.
Like, maybe, like, no, I'm realistic. Like, maybe an hour or 10 minutes. Dog, at the most. Because I watched them on the fire stick afterwards. Yeah. And I'm talking about, it said 2 hours on the fire stick.
No, yeah.
The episode was over fast as shit.
Nah, because you take out all the motherfucking commercials.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
that's why
damn.
I be liking that joke.
I said, they gag motherfuckers. That's corny.
Nah, but see, that's BET knew what it was doing. Like, yeah, they just try and get their ratings and shit, like, big people in to keep watching and shit,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they spread it over 3 nights instead of just taking a whole one night, you know.
But it was dope. It was dope. I fucked
man,
with that
joint. Man, that shit was hot, man.
It had me ready to do all type of choreographed moves.
Bro, like, man, listen.
Every time that shit
I've been
came.
Singing Telephone Man.
Step I take.
Get him, Joe. He got it.
Joe got it. Tell you, boy. Don't have me,
Joey
man.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah. Bobby Brown was in his bag.
You do kind of look like Young Bobby a little bit.
Nigga, you look like fucking, what's the rapper one day? The fuck? Michael Bivens, nigga. Michael Bivens in the, you got his mustache and everything. Michael Bivens in the face ass, nigga. Oh,
man.
Y'all feel me? I want to get into some music.
Yeah, man, please. Can we get Filthy's Choice, man?
Yeah, man.
You are hype.
Because we forgot about it last
this
series of episodes.
Man, Filthy's Choice.
DJ Filthy. DJ Filthy.
Yeah, man.
Corny nigga.
My man Richie Rich. This song's called Gas.
Did I just tell you about your hate on social media the other day? Like, god damn, nigga.
Song's called Gas.
Gas. Richie Rich.
And it's Gas. Shout out Richie Rich, man.
He be flowing on this drink.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it to the bands.
Let's go.
Uh-oh. Hey. Logical Nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Richie Rich.
You can catch us on Logical Nonsense 215.com as well.
Yes,
I remember nights in the track, behind the with niggas who jack. Nobody watching my back.
Nobody.
Who gives a fuck when you strap? Huh? Who gives a fuck about that? Pop me a perk and relax. Pop me a perk with that yak. Fuck on my bitch from the back. Hold up, chasing this money that's blue. Stepping the place with the goons. Bitches, they loving the crew. We for the hate in the room. Hold up, we for the hate in the school. Niggas, they making the move. We got that, then they go boom. We got that, then they go boom. All of my niggas in black. Now we put the fist in the sky. Fly through that chopper, go fly. Fuck if we live or we die. I'm fucked up, I just left the bar. Fucking like there's no tomorrow. She fucking me like I'm a star. She fucking me like I'm a star. Hold up, 125 in the pot. Water be boiling hot. Dropping the ice in the lot. 330 come out of that box. Hold up, run and take that to the block. Youngin' put that in the sock. Youngin' go watch for the cops. Cause youngin' go run and they hot. Bow. Hold up, we got that work that you can't clock. Out. Hold up. He want that smoke, that's what he not about. She want that D and that she playing, trying to cop out. I give a dick, I fuck that bitch until she knocked out. Hold up, I spend my life in this music. You kinda fight and we shoot shit. They come and grab us, we clueless. If you a rat, no excuses. If you a rat, no excuses. We hit that white like a booster. Whipping that white, we abuse it. We bag that cookie like Lucius. Hold up. We bag that cookie like Lucius. Trying to hop out of that new shit. Talking that go to that cool shit. Hold up. Talking that ghost of that coupe shit. Talking to y'all fuck a cruise shit. Only the best when we do shit. Chasing this money that's blue. Stepping the place with the goons. Bitches they loving the crew. We for the hate in the room. We for the hate in the school. Niggas they making a move. We got that thing that go boom. We got that thing that go boom. Hop on the beat, give it gas. Roll up the tree, hit the gas. Tank is on E and he gas. He not a G, he just gas. He not a G, he just gas. No, we not beating his ass. We put that heat to his ass. Now that boy sleep in the back. Ho, you know that money be calling. Perk make me feel like a Martian. Plus I be swagging, I feel like Aladdin when he on that magical carpet. Neck on my shorty. She give me brain go retarded. I know her name, not Stephanie. I still call that bitch heaven. I keep it G like a grand. Beat the box out like a champ. Pussy be wet as the damn. I fuck her till she get a cramp. I fuck her till she get a cramp. Cause I had the peas in my hand. Then I pop them peas in my hand. And I win the beast, I win the post. I went chasing this bread with my brothers. Trying to live life how we wanna. We sold the white on the corner. We stood the night to the morning. We from which I get the storming. I pray to God while I'm yawning. I pray I don't know no informants. I pray I don't know no informants. That nigga stay on his grind. That nigga play with them nines. Then that nigga dropping a dime. I seen this shit all of the time. Like how the fuck that nigga home when he just had all of this time. He jumped on your case from behind and he put his name on that line. Hope chasing his money, this blue. Stepping the place with the goon. Bitches they loving the crew. We for the hate in the room. Hold up, we for the hate in the school. Niggas ain't making a move. We got that thing that go boom. We got that thing that go boom.
Yeah, that gas. Shout out Richie Rich for that one.
Yes, sir.
He likes that.
Yes, sir.
Spitters.
Yes, sir. Spitters always appreciated up here.
Yes, yes, yes. And you already know you can send that music to I'm sorry. You have our website, www.logicalnonsense215.com. Mm-hmm. And you can always send an email over to logicalnonsense215@gmail.com.
Boom, boom. Yes, sir. Send that file over there. Mm-hmm. Definitely get posted. Definitely might spend that joint too.
Oh, yeah.
If we ain't got no guests up here.
You can also send your voice memos there too.
Yeah. Speaking of voice memos, do we have one, Chatter?
Yes, we got a voice memo.
All right.
Deuce.
Hit it.
Let's go. Yo, yo, what's up? This the motherfucking Wave Lord. Black Deuce. Unaffiliated film. Black. My question today is the logical nonsense. Why do ladies feel like when they trying to put us through the gauntlet and all that bullshit, mm-hmm. they try to make us go through, that we cracked the Da Vinci Code when we got their number, and they don't talk to no other nigga
at all.
Nobody else call or text their phone at all. They ain't had sex in 30 days or 3 months. I mean, not that I would even care if you had sex 3 minutes ago when I met you.
Me neither.
That's not my personal concern.
He counting, so I think he cared.
Why y'all gotta lie and make us go through the dumb shit? Like, you don't gotta pull a fall down the stairs shit. You can keep it a bean with me, shorty. If you wanna talk to your niggas, talk to your niggas.
I'm still in the falling down the stairs shit.
Don't get mad at me when I'm doing me if you doing you. So why is it that we gotta go through that? Let's change this in the 2017. Let's make America great again. Fuck Trump.
I mean, hey, first of all, appreciate that, brother. Deuce.
Appreciate that.
You touched a few things in that one. I don't like the gauntlet. You know, shenanigans that the ladies put you through. You know, the gauntlet's cool. I'm a firm advocate of the gauntlet.
It's a part of the game, though, at the end of the day.
But they do be lying, though.
But, nigga, they be lying.
But it's always the same thing, man. I ain't have sex in 30 days or 3 months. It was one or the other.
And we say, oh, that ain't my bitch. We just taking pictures. She just be commenting and leaving hard eyes.
Listen,
I understand both sides.
I understand,
but they
them.
Just can't do it like we do. That's what it is.
Right?
They think they could do it like we
do.
They
can't play us like we play us, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like we see, and another thing is what we confuse is we think everybody think on our level or think the way we do, and a lot of niggas is sensitive. And if you tell them, "Oh no, I was fucking this nigga," they gonna get tight.
Yeah, you gonna try to beat your ass.
Yeah.
But if you come to me like that, if that's the level that we on,
yeah,
cool. I'll be like, damn, all right, you know, well, yeah, now I can keep on running down or, you know, start running down or whatever, like, you know what I mean?
It's definitely better to be honest because you don't want her coming home smelling like Polo Black and the snatch all warm. And you already know it was a nigga in there, you know what I'm saying, with no job and two kids, and he was hitting that from the back. So,
yeah, pussy just keep smelling it like struggle.
Yeah, exactly. Niggas smell like Polo Black and backwoods. So you don't want that shit. Like, that's the thing, man. Just be honest. Ladies, me, be honest.
They always act like they ain't talking to nobody else but you. That's another thing he said. And it's like, you know, I don't like that. If we just into talking, you know, so you can be honest. You can talk to your niggas if you want to talk to them. That's cool.
But see, that's why I don't even be really... When I was out here, I ain't really even ask like that. Because at the end of the day, I'm doing me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just assume that you doing you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you not, then that's on you. Because if I ain't established nothing, then...
But they will get mad at you for doing you
mm-hmm.
while they are doing them. but they're acting like they're not doing them. And I think that's what Deuce was getting
at.
Yeah,
yeah, nah. See, that's what's wrong. That's them young Jones out here. They still ain't go through a serious gauntlet yet. Because once they go through about two or three heartbreaks, two or three baby dads with a break baby, then they start realizing shit like that. That it ain't even that deep to be lying and shit, going through all that bullshit. Because that's childish.
So you think that comes from the younger bitches mainly?
Yeah, for real, like, because for the most part, dog, like, you got to wait. Jones got to get, like, 27, 28 to even start really getting their head together for the most part. Exactly, because they still be out here wanting to play around, wanting to be basketball wives and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Once they be able to do that, go through some shit, then they start looking at shit a little more logically.
It takes some heartbreak.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even on our end, like, you know, for us to become better men, like, yeah. You know, you got to get the axe in the back sometimes. Yeah. It happens.
Or not even heartbreak, just a dirty dog tell. Mm-hmm. Like, you did it, Jones, so dirty, you be like, God damn, that was fucked up. Like, I know it's going to come back.
Niggas don't always learn about them, though. I'm telling you, it usually take for that one that you like or that one that you was all extra late on.
And that's when it's too late.
You know,
late.
That she wasn't really feeling you like that. And that's maybe talk to you a couple of days, but she really ain't feeling you like that. And
that's
you
when
all
that karma, woo. When that karma came all the way back around, you ain't stop it.
Woo.
That one joint you kept liking all her pictures, commenting.
Yep, she's texting you back. She, you know, you got the number, everything. Yep. And you just stuck in a text stationship.
You see her in the crap house with a nigga with a compromised belt, all hugged up, and you hurt. You going on a tweet storm, looking like meat.
Yeah, man, fellas, don't sit there and let these women use you for your conversation while she letting some nigga that don't even text her back hit. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught in no textation shit.
Yeah, man.
Real rap.
Hey, you gotta meet. It shouldn't even go through that much texting on some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be about interactions, encounters, shit like that.
You notice the social media days, though, man. Like, everything is on the phone and through apps.
That's the difference. Like, I hate just, you know what I'm saying, texting and talking on the phone. Like, I don't want to pull up, like, chilling. Like, that's where you get the most.
Listen, dog, that's what my
really
whole thing.
You really get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get the yams.
You ain't
exactly. Gonna,
right,
fuck,
that
I'm about
too,
to just
but
keep
like,
talking to you,
right,
fool. We can talk when we together, like.
All day, like, I hate that shit, bitch. She calling you all day, what you doing, where you at?
Yeah, because she ain't got no job. Or she ain't gonna go to, she a la Barton, and her shift don't start till 11. And she wanna call you all day, talking about you wanna go to brunch. I'm at work, what are you talking about?
Right.
You tripping.
Gotta get this money.
Yeah, you tripping. But no, you right, man. It's crazy because I'll be on that tip. Like, I'd rather just we chill together. Fuck all that texting back and forth. That's just too much anyway. You know
I'm
mean?
Like a John. Like, you call me like once a day, twice a day, max. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all right.
It don't even be that much to talk about all the time. Like.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. You check up. That's it. You know what I mean? We talking about
they
all
love
day
to
long.
Hit the line and just blow the
four
line
or five
up.
Times a
what
day.
What you doing? I'm talking about 20 yeah. What you doing a day.
All day.
What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? Same talk thing I did the last five times you called me. What you doing? Still right. Watching fucking reruns of fucking Love Hip Hop?
Talking about Tanya from
HR. No, I'm over here at my girlfriend's house.
Exactly. You're talking about how a girlfriend getting on her nerves or how much a hoe she is.
Right. No, you well, getting on her nerves. You over her crib. Store.
Exactly.
She tired of you being over there.
You over there every day.
As soon as she get off of work.
Bumping your gums.
Just like the nigga that come to the trap house with the Duchess.
Mm-hmm. Yo, yeah, he did one time. No L.
Mm-hmm. Anybody trying to roll up? I got Duchess.
I ain't got Duchess. Duchess. Nigga like the nigga on the ad be having Lucy's. Got
Duchess.
Duchess.
Anybody rolling? Duchess.
You got all the Duchess. No tree.
Never. Don't be like that, ladies.
Yeah, man. Ladies, gotta grow up, man. Be honest. You can talk, man. Save your man a lot of trouble or whoever you liking. Just be honest. That way you see what type of dude he is. Because if you honest and he get all tight, then you got a decision to make. Either you rock with him and y'all become exclusive, or you leave him alone and realize he childish. Because most niggas going to be like, oh, all right. They might turn up what they doing though, too, though. So you might lose a spot on the roster It's a dangerous. This is dangerous area right here, man.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, because depending on his reaction, he could turn up.
Oh yeah.
And you could go from potential franchise uh-huh. potential Joel Embiid
to
motherfucking
10-day contract.
What, nigga? Yeah,
your spot is not guaranteed.
Facts,
you
dog.
Need the end of the bench.
To motherfucking Larry Sanders, Michael Beasley, you scratching on, you barely hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You used to be number two pick out there.
You had the potential.
Yeah, you Greg Oden now.
You was supposed
your knees, you got water on the knees.
You was supposed
you just
to be
ain't
a,
doing it.
A seasoned all-star by
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, man.
You supposed to be a threat to the league, man. A threat. But now look at you, because you made the wrong decision. So it is careful, man. It is a slippery jaw. So maybe that's why they do that. Maybe that's why they do that, though.
Who knows? It's
but
man,
I don't think they realize it's a slippery slope. Yeah, they change all the time. But it is a very slippery slope, man. Mm-hmm. Because nigga turn up, he'll have four new jaws. One night at the bar. One night at the Eagle.
That's all it take.
Couple Hennies. You done sat at the bar.
About to be income tax season, right? Too. It's like, bitch, act up if you want to right now. That's cool. It's okay.
Right.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Checks is coming, baby.
Oh, yeah. Nigga about to have a whole new Lesage shining on you.
Smell that income tax money coming.
A new Lesage in a tech suit. He going to be shitting on you. You better get your mind right.
A whole new fleet of Impalas, Lesage on the road.
You better start acting right. Valentine's Day coming up, like, you know, you ladies better get on the right emotions for this month at least.
Income tax and Valentine's season at the same time.
Nigga, nigga ain't afraid to leave your ass right now. Yeah. Don't even fuck around right now. Nigga will walk right out that door right now.
Nigga got confidence. Nigga got so much confidence now. He's strolling. You know what I'm saying?
Confidence, and I ain't gotta buy a gift. Oh yeah, nah, fuck that.
He's gonna go out of here.
Yeah, it's definitely a tense time out here, man. Because
don't fuck up in Black History Month.
A lot of tripping during this month. Cause definitely have you at the bar drinking margaritas with your girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
talking about y'all cool. We know you hurt. We see you liking them pictures on Instagram or them flowers and stuff, mm-hmm. or those dinners and things of that nature. Yeah, we see you. So you ain't got a front for us, man. You got another track, man?
Yeah, definitely, man. My man Fox, man, he just dropped this dope-ass video, man, shot by Mayor Rogers, John Carr, Worth It. You know what I mean? I just want to play this joint, man. This shit hot, man. So, you know, I'm about to let the people hear this joint.
Yeah. Good friend of the show. Fox takes paper.
Times change.
Worth It.
Just got to adjust. That's all.
Logical nonsense. Let's get it.
That's all we trust.
That's gang.
Huh? Just listen up. Ah! Remember when I used to grind for school clothes? One of them new academic jeans and shell toes. Did a lot of shit and said I wouldn't. Guess hell froze.
Guess.
Taking flicks and all we know is the jail pose. Even my passport look like a mugshot. Find it hard to smile. Wonder, will a thuggin' stop? Never. It's no love on these hard blocks. But they watching when you drop the Benz hard top.
Watch.
Turn the pilot down, we on cruise control. Before you drop the ice, drain the water out the bowl. Time is hard, trying to heat the house with the stove.
It hard.
Now it's marble countertops and hardwood floors. Building a legacy, giving my kids what I never had. Gotta run a business in streets and be a dad. Don't need empathy, nah, I ain't sentimental. Just listen close when you hear me on the instrumental.
Just listen up, man. I mean, I just happen to flow. You ask about me, double stamp, that is Jeff Double M.
Whole hood on my back,
heavy weight to carry. I do this shit for spinach and the youngest coming after me. No weak-minded individuals in my faculty. GFMM, we ain't blood, but we family. Focus on the present, the future is what I can't see. I see me in that DB9 with some eye candy. Selling all his blanco, trying to make some Birkin. Yeah. You can tell if he did it or not just by the word. I want to see what it do. We all know what a bird weigh. Taking my man word if I listen what a bird say. Made it out the mud. Yeah, we came up the curb way. Cousin dropped out of college. Now he a con serving yay. Asking was he right or wrong? Fuck I'm supposed to say. When you got mouths to feed and that job ain't higher today. Only thing I could tell him just to be safe. Remember this shit a marathon. Don't get caught up in a race.
For the long run, I can try to give you game, I can give you whatever. It's up to you to listen and take heed for you to succeed. You dig what I'm saying? So listen up.
Pain in my heart, a lot of stress on my mind. But my kids depend on me, so I gotta grind. Certain things that entertained, I ain't got the time. It don't really concern me, it ain't affecting mine.
Right.
I see the signs, they pointing to the riches, but it's roadblocks, hating niggas, scheming ass bitches. Gotta go the long way, take a detour. Can't make them want it if they never seen more. Remember dark days, never thought I'd see the light. Stay away from niggas, only see they way is right.
Watch.
We can take one and one, then make it two. Or I can give you half of mine and we can make do. Whatever the situation called for, I'ma stay true. If you stay the same, all the hundreds gon' stay blue. Ain't nothing new, everything repeats itself. I'm my only competition, I never cheat myself. Everything from the heart, so it's deeply felt. You could be the champ, it's about keeping the belt.
Remember that.
And everybody considered contenders. When it get real, you find out who's the pretender. Nigga try to dress me, I'ma return a sender. GFMM, never give up or surrender. Shit happens, sometimes you can't avoid it. But the foundation I built, no man can destroy it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out Fox.
Strong arm emoji on that one.
Yeah. Definitely was take you back. Nice. Nice one right there, man. It was a good one, man.
Some bars. I like the beat.
Yeah.
A little soul in that.
Make sure y'all go check that out, man. That's on LogicalNonsense215.com. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the home of all the hot hip-hop facts.
Facts, man. Facts indeed, man.
So, man, I knew you was talking about the NBA earlier.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do a little sports in a minute.
Yeah, the All-Star break is approaching, man.
And join them New Orleans and shit, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to slide.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I'll probably slide down there during this year. Probably not All-Star, though, but I'm going to be down New Orleans.
Yeah, I got to put that on the destination, like, I want to go to the land of the original twerk, man, and see it in action, man.
You might catch one of them niggas in that like from that video when the boy say, "You mind if I wild out?"
Wait.
You be in the car, the niggas start booty bouncing on you, nigga. You gonna be mad as shit. See a bunch of swole niggas booty bouncing in the club, nigga. You go feel some type, nigga.
hoes. BBWs and big booty bitches, you say shit like that. I want to go to the land of the original twerk.
Definitely, man. Definitely, and the bars be lit, man, John.
That's what I heard, but yeah, shit, man.
Yeah, trust the process, baby.
Listen, what NBA player you think gonna get in trouble down there? You know, it's always somebody.
Yeah, I'm hoping nobody, but I'm trying to think who is, because it's always an off-brand ball, though.
It is. It's always a nigga that ain't even supposed to be there.
Yeah.
The nigga that's throwing the ball for the dunk contest.
Yeah, exactly. It's always some nigga or an entourage nigga that get everybody in trouble or some shit, like. I just hope niggas just chill. I just hope it's a good dunk contest and shit. I was disappointed LeVine didn't come back.
Yeah, but, man, I have feelings about that, too, because I don't really feel like he won last year.
Yeah, nah.
And if they would have put him back in there this year, then it's like they would have just gave it to him again, probably. Yeah. Like, you know.
I thought Gordon was going to win that job.
I thought Gordon put in that work for that joint. When he caught the joint off the nigga on the hoverboard, I thought it was over then. Like, I thought it was over.
Crazy on that joint. He went crazy that joint. When he did the joint, he was basically sitting down. Mm-hmm. That joint was crazy. Like, just, See, the thing about the NBA now, like, them niggas be acting like they too cool to be in the dunk contest. Like, at one point, dog, the best players was in right. the dunk contest.
But see, NBA is trying to counteract that a little bit, and people had the different opinions about them letting the D-League ball in there or whatever. But that nigga hungry, guess what? He probably going to win it.
What D-League? Oh, the boy from, he ran, you know he from this area.
Yes, so he is.
He went to Carroll. Oh, yep. Derrick Jones. I think he going to win that shit.
That's what I just said. Listen, dog, I was watching.
He got fucking
I was watching
bunnies,
the fucking
dog.
Jones that they've been putting on Twitter and shit, like his little highlight dunks. Dog. They gonna fuck around and win it, and that's gonna make them niggas like, oh, a D-League nigga came in and won this? Because, you know, listen, starting with a D-League nigga this year and the John, next year they gonna have some street ball motherfuckers. Man. The nigga gonna come back through with his Levi's.
For real,
and,
nigga gonna be dunking niggas, right?
Yeah.
Nigga gonna be dunking in some Giorgio Armani's. Motherfucker,
you know, them niggas gonna come back, and, you know, then them NBA lying. Niggas gonna start coming back and wanting to, you know, reclaim
I hope,
that.
I hope so, man, because real rap, it was fun when you seen, like, even when it was, like, even some off-brand niggas in the genre, it was still a couple
like, when
noticeable
you see
people,
niggas
you
that
know.
Used to, you know, that played in the games and dunk, like, you know, like, some of these niggas exactly. they pull out don't even, you know.
Don't even play.
Right.
Like, the boy don't be playing, but I still think he gonna win, and especially he from this area.
Mm-hmm. Coming from the D-League, like, you know, like, listen, they had to pull somebody. But who else is this? DeAndre, Gordon, him, and somebody else. I don't know the other boy. Aaron Gordon, not United in it?
Oh, I don't even know who all in it.
I think it's DeAndre, Aaron Gordon.
DeAndre Jordan?
Yeah, I think DeAndre in it. DeAndre, Aaron Gordon, the boy Derrick Jones, and somebody else. I'm not sure on that.
Yeah, I just want a nice John. I definitely interested to see the motherfucking the Rising Stars John, because the Sixers got a couple motherfuckers in
there.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Okafor versus.
I think Embiid gonna dunk on Okafor.
You think Okafor? Listen, Okafor got a very very, you know, good game on him. You know,
he is. But
that first game he came back, he came. Dog, listen, what did he average last year? 16, almost 18 or something. 16,
but
17.
See, this is the thing about
he puts the buckets up.
Yeah, but this is the thing about Okafor. Mm-hmm. When they analyzing him, is the other side.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Where he lags. But you know what I'm saying? But I know that shit gonna come down on the jaw. And B's is too athletic. That's the thing with Okafor. Okafor just don't get up.
But he gonna put that body on him till on the other end.
Oh yeah, but
little shoulder.
But I seen
him
B handle that shit. But I just want a good one.
Oh, well, we're gonna see because you think, know that's my guy from Duke.
I think Okafor. No, yeah, because I think Towns might be on the other team.
Yeah, Towns and Okafor should be on the same team.
Nah, because it's not rookies or sophomores.
Oh, it's not? Oh, it's like blended. Like
it's a
stars
USA.
And, oh, yeah. It's the foreigns. That's right. You're right.
So
right.
I think like Wiggins and
and Porzingis is going to be in there too?
Porzingis, ooh. And B. Look, you got Wiggins, Porzingis, and B.
Saric playing too.
You got to think, because I don't think Azatumpa playing, because he's going to be in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
But I think there's a couple other little young niggas that's not in the gym.
Yeah, but all right. Well, why are we talking about the NBA, man? How about some midseason awards, man? Biggest disappointment.
What, as Mavs. Far as the team?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. The Mavs.
Ain't no Mavs.
Bulls. No, just Mavs because remember they grabbed what's his face from the Warriors. They was hyped up. They made a few offseason acquisitions.
But you knew Harrison. We seen Harrison Barnes perform.
Oh, I know.
But the team around them, period. You know what I'm saying. But
Darren
the Bulls
Williams.
Is more of a disappointment.
I was going to say Mavs, Bulls. Because
if Darren Williams go to the Cavs like they're trying to do, he's going to fit. It's either the Bulls or the Knicks. Because the Knicks went and got all them people and they got hyped up. It might be the Knicks, matter of fact, because they got hyped up.
I would say the Bulls just because of how the whole Rondo, Wade, how that shit blown up and went public. Yeah. You know, that's kind of ugly.
Yeah, but it's ugly, but it's this nigga Derrick Rose left.
Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. He just went home and said, I'm good, man. I'm going to take the day off. You know what I mean, my nigga? I'm
no reprimands. He played the next game, everything. Right?
That's what I'm saying. And remember when they signed all them niggas, they thought they was going to do something.
And then you know what? You're right, though. This whole Phil Jackson and Melo, that's all they talk about every fucking day. This shit is annoying.
That shit be
dope. They got to get, you know.
One of them niggas got to go.
And listen, it need to be Phil. I don't know how everybody just excusing Phil out all this shit.
It is Phil, dog. He said he was going to change everything in that joint. And he ain't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said he the one did all that free agency, John. He had all that power.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he went and signed Noah. He went and signed Rose. He went and signed Courtney Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you was really doing something, you should have looked more. Like, you signed the old niggas that's known for being hurt. Noah basically a shell of himself out there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Biggest surprise. Sixers.
Yeah, I got to roll with my boys.
Just to put some competition, I guess you would say Milwaukee.
Yeah, but see, the thing about Milwaukee, they don't even be winning like that. It's the players on Milwaukee more that's more surprising. Jabari.
Yeah, came back real strong.
He looked better than he did in college. Yeah. Because I don't know if the injury might have helped him get some spring in his jaw, but he wasn't getting up like that.
His game is definitely.
Yeah,
like,
I like it. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's more the players on Milwaukee because their record not even like that.
Yeah, they got to give my boy Thon Maker some time, man.
I'll be interested to see him. I don't know. I'll be thinking Jason Kidd might have been overrated as a coach or something, man, because he don't know what to do. Like, and they just made a move where they got Spencer Halls and Roy Hibbert. Like,
oh yeah, they did.
Yeah, like you don't even play Greg Monroe.
Right, they got too many big men.
That's what I'm saying. It don't even make sense. Like
Sixers shit.
I take the Sixers because you know I'm gonna take the hometown.
Yeah, I gotta say hometown because they're actually winning games, a consistent win streak. I mean, more wins in January than they had all last year. Hello.
That's what I'm saying. And McConnell
tambourine
be balling
for that one.
McConnell be balling too. Like, it's the role players too.
Yeah, man, stop talking all this trying to trade McConnell, man. Keep him here. He's
doing
good.
Nah, man, you gotta keep McConnell, dog. McConnell is the role player.
Sergio Rodriguez the fuck up out of here.
He only a 1 year, Joe.
I can't stand him with that fucking dribble penetration and try to kick it out.
He make you mad sometimes because sometimes he'll hit and you be like, oh, all right, good. But then sometimes he'll do some dumb ass shit.
He always dribble to the lane, try to kick it out, get a turnover, some dumb ass shit. I don't like that.
Like, nah, but I like McConnell, man. I like the way he run the offense, man.
Rookie
of the year?
Yeah, man.
I'm
going
to go with Joe.
It's the process.
Baby.
You know, undisputed, undoubted.
Undoubted, baby.
That boy, listen, have you seen the process live?
Nah.
You ain't seen process live, Cheddar?
Hold on. I did. Check the schedule, make sure you playing, because they be funny as shit with the restrictions bullshit. I went with my little brothers.
But listen.
Nah, you got to see the process, dog.
Yeah, man, listen. You see what I said under the picture, too, man. I seen them hoodies, man. Make sure they show them logos, too, next time, nigga. Yeah.
It was cold outside, boy.
I know. Niggas is at the car show. Go check out the car show, too. It's gonna be gone by the time this come on.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, alrighty then. Okay. Well, last one on that category: midseason MVP.
Harden, just because his record better, but Westbrook averaging a triple double, but Harden team winning games.
I was gonna say it's a 3-man race, and the one that you didn't say, Isaiah Thomas is gaining steam, boy.
No, he gaining steam. He gaining steam in his team winning. Like he be clutching the four.
And the four that you know Westbrook got his stat. You know the triple doubles. Yeah. Harden is just putting 40 points up every night. Like it ain't nothing.
And damn near triple doubles. He just had one the other night with 40.
Yeah,
so.
he's putting up 40 balls pretty easy right now. But that Isaiah Thomas, that fourth quarter shit is real.
Yeah, no,
I've been watching some of them games. It's another team to watch.
I might have to go. They need a legit wing.
Yeah.
A legit wing.
They too little.
That's it, dog.
Because Avery Bradley ain't there.
Real
but
rap,
when he do come back, they're going to be playing him heavy.
They need to get Melo.
That would be the fit.
Like, but see, it's the who we're going to have to give up.
They don't
want to
give up that boy Jaylen Brown. He got some potential.
Yeah, nah, and they don't want to give up because I know they're going to probably try to get Avery Bradley or Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
They don't want them because Marcus Smart, he don't be like putting up crazy numbers, but he be playing defense out there.
Yeah, he locked down.
Real rap. Like, because I can see who the Knicks going to try to grab, and they going to try to grab Crowder.
Uh-huh.
And they like Crowder because I remember Phil Jackson said he always regretted not trading for Crowder.
Yeah, some niggas is like, he just a good, probably like a good teammate ass boy.
A good teammate boy or good like role player, know how to play his joint. And he can fuck around, give you 20 every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's surprising like for an undersized boy like that, so.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you, man. I'm going with the wave, man. I'm taking Isaiah Thomas for my midseason MVP, man.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm gonna go with Harden.
I'm gonna go with the wave right now, man. I like that shit. That little nigga, he hooping, man. You know they talking about.
Definitely.
They talking about ballers under 6 feet, though, man. Don't y'all get disrespectful out there, man. AI is still the GOAT, nigga.
No, you can't. Anybody disrespect him?
I don't care, man. AI take 55 shots, man, and still only get 20 points. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you the GOAT.
AI caught two bodies though in the joint.
You know what I'm
saying? The game was exciting.
You know what I'm saying? Hell, fucking yeah.
All right, man. We about to get out of here. All
right, how we going to end this?
I'm about to end y'all off with a track. Reef Royals.
Yes, okay.
Made by Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying produced by Del Rock.
Mm-hmm. It's your boy Joey Botta.
Filthy Philly.
To the band. To
and
the
we
business.
The fuck up out of here, Logical Nonsense.
Scared.
My life. Put the traps on the bike. Feel wrong, but it feel right. Gotta flip it for the next morning. I'ma be out here all night. I do not ask for no handouts. So how to hustle, I will be alright. Little bitch, ask for a check. I ask for some next, he said, show some respect.
I don't know what this hoe want from me. My body looked out, so I made a way. I had to get it the razor way. I got that way like it's Labor Day. Came up off the grass like a motor lawn. You don't know what type of shit we on. Man, to the streets, that's my backbone. Bustin' chills at the trap phone.
Fuck what a hater say. Hit the streets every day, tryna make a play. Searching for a plug, I get on my knees every day and pray. Tryna make a way, standing by the alleyway. Tryna live to see another day. You got me fucked up, you think I'm in the way. You think I'm in the way. I got to take this shit day by day. How is this broke? They ain't no love for me. So I take this shit day by day. My man got that wet like a puddle. Hit the block and we hustle. You know we try make a double. Give you a bundle, but then I fumble. I'm in the streets every day trying to keep it together. This shit like a puzzle. Got a bitch with long hair. She remind me of Rapunzel. Every day about the check and it's fucking. All she wanna do is cuddle. Told her she gotta respect the grind. That's